This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A new poll is out that shows that 29% of those polled had lost someone to COVID. Florida hospitals really fighting to find oxygen. That's a scary thought, isn't it? Delta is worse than maybe some imagined it, and there's conversations about health passports across the U.S., not federally mandated, but individual cases, meaning the governors deciding in various states, maybe following the way of what New York City has done through its mayor, Bill de Blasio. Fair or foul, what say you, America? You can weigh in on our unofficial poll. Just send me your thoughts, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio. Click on contact and say fair or foul when it comes to COVID health passport. So as the summer winds down, it is crazy. People trying to fly someplace, get in last minute vacations while this Delta variant is on the rise. And then school boards, as we talked about last week, arguing about masks or not masks or not having the classes in person again, or having them kind of hybrid where some are in person. Some of the kids go to school and some of them don't. And they stagger it, like happened a little bit in New York City and a couple of other places as well. So let's just dive right into it. I really look at this poll, and I'm not shocked by this based on my own conversations. I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and the buzz is over this. It affects us more than anything else. I mean, let's face it. We can bury our heads in the sand and we can pretend it's not happening, but people, it is happening. It is. So this poll shows that, again, 20% of Americans have lost, 29% of Americans have lost someone to a COVID death, which is sad, chilling, awful. I mean, I have many, many words to say about that. I know somebody who lost their husband. I know other people who lost relatives. We certainly have had people on this show, some of the authors and some of the other guests that we've had on who have talked about it. We've had friends on. I've had friends on this show that have talked about getting COVID and what that was like, but that wasn't the Delta variant. So this information, this was a YouGov poll, is kind of showing the reality of the whole thing, I think, right? Among Democrats, 40% said they've lost a close friend or family member to it. A combined 26% of Republicans said the same thing. And the acrimony around COVID figures gets worse and worse and worse as this pandemic is, you know, the Delta variant and the pandemic keep on keeping on. And in one survey that was released, how about friendships? Have you lost any friendships because of a difference in opinion related to COVID-19 and this whole pandemic? And there's where that 20% number came in. 20% responded yes, 68% said no, another 11% said they don't know. So I think some people are on the fence about, you know, what's happening with friendships. Because again, this is the buzz. This is what people are talking about. It's our lives. It's our economic health. It's our children. It's our future. It's everything. And I believe, and especially, you know, I was touting this, that it looked like this was a little bit in the rearview mirror. And then to have what's happened now, where we're talking about the Florida hospitals last week and still into this week are fighting to get oxygen. You know, they're struggling because of the COVID-19 cases. Think of the age of people. Think of now even the younger people. There's a shortage of drivers. See, this goes to the other parts of the supply chain. There's a shortage of drivers who are qualified to transport oxygen. There's restrictions how long truck drivers can be on the road, which went back into effect following the expiration of the public health emergency in the state of Florida. So it means the supply isn't getting to the hospitals that need it the most. In fact, Brigadier General David Samford, who is a member of the Health and Human Service Department Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, the targeting team, said last week in an interview, look, there's plenty of oxygen. It's just not in the right area. So how do the hospitals that are running low on oxygen on that supply, how do they move it from point A to point B somewhere else in the state? And now they're talking about, well, how about industry folks relocating their own supplies in the state? But they're going to have the same problem, transportation, right? So hospitals have their hands tied behind their back. And Florida has well over 11,000 COVID-19 patients who are hospitalized. That's 21% of intensive care unit beds. That's just at the beginning of August. And this is numbers according to the Florida Hospital Association, by the way. It is scary when you think about that. It's scary to say it's life and death. You need the oxygen, and you can get through it maybe with the oxygen. But sorry to tell you, we don't have it. We don't have the right drivers. We can't get it to you. Wow. And of course, is a family going to hear that? But that's the story behind the story. So that's the thing, that's the fallout of all of this. I mean, just the insanity. The insanity continues. So speaking of health systems, I don't think this would be shocking to anybody, but did you realize that our healthcare system is broken? Hey, listen, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, don't call yourself anything. If you've had to have some kind of treatment, you're complaining. I can tell you stories of people I know and the bills they're getting and then the fights they're in and the things that are happening, and they have some decent, I'm going to call it decent-ish healthcare. But the U.S. healthcare system ranked last people overall among 11 high-income countries. There was an analysis that was done by the nonprofit Commonwealth Fund. They released a report the other week, and in that report, it showed that the 7th international comparison of countries' health systems by that fund since 2004 showed that the United States ranked last in every edition. I don't like to rank last in anything. This is the United States of America, one of the greatest and most powerful countries on the face of the earth, and we can't get this right. So they analyzed performance on 71 measures, 5 categories, because you have to say, well, what's the criteria? Access to care, care process, administrative efficiency, equity, healthcare outcomes. The administrative data was gathered from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and the World Health Organization. So among contributors to the poor showing by the U.S. is that half of lower income adults and 27% of higher income adults say costs keep them from getting health care. So let me go back to that number again. 27% of higher income adults are saying that. That's crazy. In the UK, only 12% with lower income, 7% with higher incomes say costs kept them from getting care. So you look at the top overall, Norway, the Netherlands, our friends in Australia, and that's what you get, right, in the overall rankings. It obviously tells us that our healthcare system isn't working for Americans. And it doesn't matter, by the way, if they have money, because some of them are saying the same thing. I mean, there has to be a way to get this right. I just do not understand. And we've been talking about this from the time I cracked open the mic on this show. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Costello joins us now. She's in our virtual green room, and she's in Australia, and she's written such an interesting book, and I think a very important book, and you're going to find out why as we unravel the story of My Two Feet on the Ground. I wonder if she's ever had her two feet on the ground. I was thinking that today when I knew I was going to talk to her. Are my two feet on the ground? And actually, they are. So this is going to be a really fun conversation. Leanne, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's very exciting.
I love the title of your book, and we'll get to that in a second. But what led you down the path of writing a children's book, and then more to come, by the way?
Okay. Well, I'd always wanted to write a children's book, and I'd kind of forgotten that. You know, over the years you get busy with work and carried away with your daily life. And then work kind of wasn't working out anymore. I could feel it, you know, this journey coming to an end. And then suddenly the words came through. You know, I woke up literally saying the words and in a rhythm, and because it's a rhyming book, and I in the past I have a physical condition that I deal with, and it's very painful. And I remember seeing a young girl at a charity ball raising money for this particular illness, and I thought it just broke my heart. I burst into tears, and she must have only been 8, and she was describing how she copes with it, and you know, and just with all the medication and visits in and out of hospital, and it always stuck with me. So that was about 20 years ago, and it stuck with me, that poor girl. How do children deal with nervousness or, at worst, anxiety and physical illness? And what if you, like me in the past, have parents who are out of their depth and don't know how to what to do, where to turn to, or how to help? So this book was I think called Born From That, yeah.
And you said to me off the air an interesting thing, and I love it when people tell me this, and it's only happened a few times, and I've interviewed gosh, well over 16,000 people, that the lines just came to you, like a couple of the lines and what you were going to do. So you knew, I got to do this. I'm doing this.
Yeah, definitely. And it things like that had happened before, whether it was a confidence issue or I was just busy, I would wake up and just dismiss it. Oh, that's nothing. It's not going to amount to anything. Just forget about it. But maybe I was more open to it, you know, due to the, I could see my career coming to an end or changing, and I was burnt out and I just needed a break to reassess things. So maybe I was more open to it this time. So when I woke up in the morning, I wrote it down and they really resonated with me. It really, it set something off inside me. I thought, this is something. I didn't know what it was. I knew it was going to help people, but I also knew it was going to help me too. So I spent the next 6 to 12 months just on Sundays, you know, when I had my day off, coming up with the next line or the next verse. And sometimes it would just come to me on the tram or while I was out walking. And I'd always done little rhymes, but I knew it had to be just right. So when I was writing, it would often be in a very relaxed state of meditation. So maybe the words have come through from above or something like that. But they are very beautiful, and there's a real sweetness or something very innocent about the book. It's really lovely. Yeah.
And you get scenarios in it. We want to tell people a little bit more about what's inside, some of the scenarios that kids go through, anxious moments they may have, et cetera, and what the book shows them they can do.
Yeah. So, for example, one scenario came to me from a work colleague. I just started writing the book, and she was saying how her daughter was due to go on her first school camp, and she was really worried about it. She was crying. She didn't want to go. So then I thought, oh, that's a good scenario. So the book covers things like that, nervousness about starting a new school or school exams or your test or you know, and so this is how it talks about the school camp. So it's my first school camp and I'm not sure I really want to go. The teachers will look after me and I'll be fine, I know. It's like before my big school concert when I am full of doubt. I'll be myself and think good thoughts because it will all work out.
I love that. Yay.
So you've got scary cool school camp. And then, you know, with just a little bit of optimism, it's not so bad.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's the idea, right? The idea is that kids have those scenarios, and what if they were armed with ways to relax and go into something with not as much trepidation or being as confident?
Yeah, that's right. So, then there's the school test. Or being at a, you know, there's the big school test. Oh. I studied well, but I have butterflies. With self-belief, I'll do my best and grow up to be wise. I'm just a kid, but I can see some things are worth achieving, like happiness, being your best, and never stop believing.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it's important for children to, the world is so competitive and we all have something different to offer, you know, and this, you don't have to win, you don't have to be the best, but as long as you're your best and you bring your flavor to the world, no matter what that is. So that's what's very important, the wording with throughout the book. It's not about being the best, it's being your best and trying your best because, you don't want to deny yourself your gifts and deny them to the world, you know, if you're not, you don't want to do yourself an injustice by not trying, but you don't have to win, you know.
Yeah. So for you, and especially I love the way you took your time, you know, you knew you wanted to do it, but you didn't race out of the gate, so to speak, just like, I've got to get this out. So you used the time when you could get those thoughts and when you'd have a line, like some of the lines that you just read to us. When you saw this put together, when you saw,
you know, something that was a thought for you 20 years ago or more, and then you actually see it in print. What was that like?
It was a real thrill. I felt like a kid looking at my book, you know. I still have that, my inner child, and I get very excited about things. So it was a real thrill, and you know, I'm not the best artist in the world, but there's something, you know, really pretty and delightful about the pictures, and when I read the words, they still make me smile, you know. I just, knowing I was meeting with you today, I read the book again last night and it still makes me smile, you know. And that's the, I'm getting good feedback from the parents, you know. There was a girlfriend of mine I caught up with a couple of months ago. She said her little boy read it and he says, it makes you feel like everything's going to be all right, you know. So the kids, they're getting it, you know. And the mindfulness of it, just through those little things like, the school camp scenario, just talking about being aware of the mindfulness, being aware of what you're seeing, hearing and feeling at the school camp. They talk about rocks and pebbles, shrubs and trees. There is not a sound until I crunch the twigs and leaves with my 2 feet on the ground. So just being aware of what you're seeing, feeling and hearing is mindfulness, and you can do it anywhere. Yeah.
And then you come to the title, like you just said, My yeah. 2 Feet on the Ground. And that's what I call rooting, right? And adults can yeah. do that are listening to us right now. If chaos is going on around you, teach yeah. your child, if you have a child or grandchild or yeah. niece, nephew, friend, whatever. But you can do it yourself.
Yeah, you can. You can do it anywhere. I remember being busy at work and doing it at the photocopier, you know. Yeah, just sitting, going for your walk. You can meditate or be mindful even going for your walk. Just pay attention to the bird, and it's you know, or the bus or the odd car, and anything to get you out of the noise and the relentless thoughts in your mind, particularly if you're really nervous about something, you know, they can be just so repetitive and unhelpful. And if you... just take 20 seconds to stop and hear those sounds, feel where you're sitting and standing, you're on your way to being mindful. And it's about here, and then eventually you will hear the silence in between the sounds, and that will grow, and then you can really get into meditation. But it's just those simple things. If you could just take 20 seconds just to hear, even if it's just the dull sound of the heater or the air conditioning, you're on your way. Yeah.
I like it. My 2 Feet on the Ground, Leanne Costello. You can pick it up on Amazon. Leanne, thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The chief White House medical advisor is hopeful that the COVID vaccines will soon receive full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking with NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he believes the Pfizer shot could receive full approval by the end of the month. He added that he hopes the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna shots would quickly follow suit. He also said he hopes the full approval will spur more people to get vaccinated. Fauci added he feels that more vaccine mandates need to be created at the local level. The White House has said that the federal government would not mandate vaccines except for federal workers and contractors. And U.S. tourists will be able to travel to Canada starting on Monday for the first time in nearly a year and a half. The Canadian border is being opened to fully vaccinated Americans who will be required to follow a checklist to enter that includes providing proof of vaccination ahead of traveling, showing no symptoms of COVID-19, and submitting to random COVID testing. You're listening to USA Radio News. One Republican senator has changed his mind on the bipartisan infrastructure bill now before the chamber. Brad Bernard has more.
The Senate advanced the bipartisan infrastructure bill on Saturday afternoon, breaking a filibuster to end debate on the deal crafted by a group of 10 senators alongside President Joe Biden. Two Republicans who had previously voted against the bipartisan package, Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Deb Fischer of Nebraska, voted to advance the legislation. Cornyn will offer an amendment to help pay for it.
Simply give states and local governments the flexibility to use unspent COVID relief funding on infrastructure projects.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the NTSB says three people were killed when a small plane crashed in southeastern Minnesota. The single-engine craft crashed Saturday in a vacant lot in Victoria, Minnesota, about 25 miles outside of Minneapolis. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
How about an interesting version of We Can Count? I always say it's about the numbers, look around, and everything is surely about numbers. How about this story? I saw this last week that the Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell is, you know, he's kind of a wired, animated dude that just you see him on the sidelines and he's got massive energy. Well, it makes sense because he starts every day with 2 Starbucks Venti size Pike Place roast coffees with, ready for this, 2 shots of espresso in each. And I was looking at a tweet that somebody put out, and that is absurd. 2 Venti coffees from Starbucks, the 2 espresso shots, that's more than 1,100 milligrams of caffeine. That's the equivalent of drinking, ready, 10 Red Bulls every single morning. Joe Pamplino, thank you for tweeting that out. Oh, crazy. And, you know, he physically is fit. He seems to have kept himself in great shape since his playing days ended back in 2009. He was tight end for 11 years in the NFL, but he has to be the most alert NFL coach in the land. Or crazy, you know, I don't know. All right, so I'm going to stick with the NFL here for a few on this version of We Can Count. The Dallas Cowboys have been valued once again as the most valuable team. Can you imagine how much they're worth? Well, according to Forbes, $6.5 billion in total value, 14% increase from last year. They have a big advantage over the number 2 team on the list. Can you guess who the number 2 team is? New England Patriots, $5 billion Patriots. New York Giants, check in at third, $4.85 billion. The Los Angeles Rams, $4.8 billion. The Washington football team, $4.2 billion, and so on and so forth. What's interesting is 20 of the league's 32 franchises, 20, posted a negative operating income. Chargers, minus $48.7 million. San Francisco 49ers, minus, negative, baby, $45.4 million. Now, that can all change with new TV deals with Amazon, CBS, ESPN, and ABC, and Fox, and NBC, because that would make up some of that, might make up some of that gap. That's because the NFL signed some new contracts, and it's 11 years. It's from 2023 to 2033. But the gap between the Cowboys and every other franchise in the NFL is pretty significant. So you can see why HBO wanted to do the Dallas Cowboys for Hard Knocks. I mean, that's if my numbers are right, my math can be fuzzy, but $1.5 billion edge over the Patriots at number two. Wow, and think of the years of the Super Bowls with the Patriots. And how about this AFC Championship game last year? They reached it, the Buffalo Bills. They're the least valuable franchise, to put it in perspective, $2.27 billion. Wow. And you think of the Cowboys, and you think of the Buffalo Bills and the difference there. That's pretty significant, I would say. Pretty significant. All right, this is pretty interesting when it comes to what Boeing's doing. Boeing, we've been watching this Starliner spacecraft deal that they want to launch, and it's been pubbed out all over the place. It's designed to carry astronauts, and it's going to supposedly compete with SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft, but it's delayed again. Right, it's just like one more setback. They've had a lot of setbacks, and this is a trial that NASA and Boeing desperately want to go off. They don't want major hitches because they're trying to make it get back. A Starliner capsule had been slated to take off last week on an uncrewed test flight to the International Space Station following the botched first attempt. And you know, these are huge moments. A lightning storm rolled through the launch site in Florida, where the spacecraft was sitting on top of its rocket at the beginning of the week last week. They ran some checks to ensure it wasn't affected, and then they discovered an issue with the propulsion system. There was a valve that was out of place, and they don't know why. They're trying to figure it out. So they've been able to rule software issues out of it, and they're looking at other possible hang-ups. But, you know, you got to go back to 2019 and talking about this, because there was a software issue that caused the capsule to misfire and stumble off course and forced it to make an early return to Earth when they had the first Boeing orbital Starliner launch attempt in 2019. So not clear where this is headed, but there's a lot of anxiety around making this work, making it a vehicle for astronauts. But it doesn't inspire confidence, does it? And then you think of what Musk is doing, and it's just kind of a, you know, it's a head scratcher is what it is. But it's got to be safe. It's got to roll. It's got to work. All right, speaking of rolling and work, Amazon just adds its name to companies delaying the return to the office until 2022. They pushed back late last week an earlier date, but because of the surge in the COVID-19 cases, they decided not to go in that direction. So, you know, you think of the multiple countries, the U.S. and, of course, and other countries. And now the date has been moved back to January 3rd, 2022. So when employees return back to Amazon, they have to wear masks. They're already saying this. They're saying, yeah, that's it. When they come back, they have to wear masks inside the office unless they have proof that they're vaccinated. And, you know, Google last week said it was going to push its office return from September to October, though. Uber said it's not going to reopen offices until October 25th. Apple's CEO Tim Cook confirmed in an interview with CNBC that the company is going to delay its planned September reopening by at least a month. So there are some that are opening in October, but Amazon's just flat out said, nah, yeah, we're waiting until 2022. And I think this is the problem, because
it looks like you have the all clear and you can do it, and then something happens and it can happen. So it may be better to be safe than sorry, or to yank people's chains around where first you're in and then you're out, and you know, you just don't know where you're going. And maybe that's what the idea is. But we know that there's so many people that really want to get back into the office, and even if they have to do kind of a hybrid thing, but this is also being rolled back. So now you start to do the math, and that's like almost 2 years of not being in an office. Remember when the old days, like when you used to go out for happy hours? Hey, happy hours, does anyone want to go? I mean, you know, so much has happened with those relationships with people because we have Zoom fatigue. I mean, look, I love Zoom, but if all day long you're on Zoom, it's and yes, this is how you can relate to your coworkers, but not having those get-togethers, not having those quick conversations in the hall, not being in, you know, a lunchroom, because a lot of places have lunchrooms, not being outside of the building and eating lunch. I mean, you know, there's a million different things. I can tell you, as in broadcasting, working for CBS and NBC and so many other companies and individual stations I worked for, the camaraderie was amazing. I loved it. You know, I'd be out with my photographers when I was in television or other reporters, or we'd be so dog tired at the end of the newscast, we'd all go out together, and it really deepened our relationships. It did. You know, there's no question about it. All right, when we talk about these companies that are delaying people coming back into the office, one of the things that I thought was really cool to watch what was happening in Milwaukee with the Bucks Deer District during the NBA playoffs. There were so many people there, but the first thing I said to the Hubs is, wow, with COVID-19, I bet you they're going to get some cases out of this. People talk about super spreader events. So nearly 500 cases of COVID-19 have been reported in people who congregated in that Deer District to cheer on the Milwaukee Bucks during the NBA playoffs, you know, last month. And the people, you know, have just self-declared. They went to a Deer District gathering at some point in July. So, you know, you could pick that apart and how real is that number. But if you look at the championship win on the 20th, there were 100,000 people in the entertainment district outside of the home arena. And I get it. Boy, waiting for that, who doesn't want to be in that crowd? But unfortunately, you know, that's the risk you take. And Wisconsin has seen an uptick in COVID-19 cases, like a lot of the country, because of the Delta variant. So those cases, you know, ticked up. And a lot of them have, a lot of the people they traced back to the Deer District, sadly. I mean, what a great moment for Milwaukee, and hopefully all those people, while getting sick, hopefully no one dies from that. Because, you know, that ultimately, we know how this disease rolls, depends on so many other factors, and we do know Delta is that much more dangerous to people, and especially people who are unvaccinated, what's happened to so many of, you know, of them. All right, and I'm going to finish with this one. How about the Prez? He announces a new emission standard, and the target is 50% of cars sold, or vehicles, so it could be SUVs too, sold in the U.S. by 2030 are electric. So do the math. Are you driving an electric car? Oh, I'm not. He's going to sign an executive order, or he has signed an executive order, actually, from last week, that points to the U.S. auto market going toward electric vehicles and announcing that new target, that of the vehicles sold in the country, battery, electric, fuel cell, electric, or plug-in hybrid, that's what they would be. We'll see, because you look at Ford, GM, I mean, that's what's happening. They're definitely being designed and made. All right, thanks so much. You can always, you know, hook up with me. Send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you feel like like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right to the center of the UK. What is the center of the UK like? To have a conversation with Alan Roberts, and he's written a couple books that we're going to talk about, and I think there's many more books in him. One is called The Great Bank Heist Mystery. The other, Wake Up, Don't Let the World Pass You By. I love that title. It's such a great title. So, Alan, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk about the Great Bank Heist Mystery. I won't give it away, but it's intriguing. It kept me interested, and it got me furious, too, at the same time. So maybe that's a good thing. So let's talk about what happened to you and what led you to write that book.
Oh, my goodness. I was I had a mortgage to pay. And I got a bank loan for a business, and I had a damaged roof. So I had these bills to pay, but I was made redundant, and I couldn't pay the mortgage. I went to the bank, and I said, look, I've got insurance. If I'm made redundant, you take all the payments. Now, I'm exceptionally good with money. I keep a reserve for an emergency. And the bank said, well, yeah, we'll pay it, but just keep the payments going until we get it organized. So I made the payments. And the following month, I made the payments. And I kept going back, when are you sorting it? And I eventually ran out of money completely. And I went back in and I said, I've run out of money. When are you going to take over? And he just said, we're not paying it. They weren't paying out on the insurance. And even though I'd been made redundant, they knew I'd been made redundant, they wouldn't make the payments. I couldn't pay the mortgage. I couldn't pay any bills. I had no income coming in other than job seekers allowance, which is only, I think it was about £30 a week at the time, which is not good for a family. I'm paying a mortgage and all the normal bills. So it was chaos. And the stress, you can't imagine the stress I was under. And in the end, my wife went, she went off with somebody else. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even pay the fees to have my dog dealt with. And it died, and I was so upset about my dog. But I lost my house. My two daughters were made homeless with me. One moved in with a couple she knew, and another I had to buy a very small caravan, which was way out in the sticks. And I was homeless. And I lived in a horticultural, plastic horticultural tunnel. And I had literally no money for food. And other than like loose change sort of thing. And I could buy tea bags, believe it or not, 27 pence for 80. And so I lived on cups of tea. And it was late autumn, ice on the plastic every morning. But I got up. During the night, I was shaking and shivering with cold. And my only source of warmth was another cup of tea. And I really suffered. And I was 4 months out on the streets. And then I finally got a flat, but it was 5 months completely before I got any form of payment. I went to the Job Seekers Alliance people, and they realized they'd made a mistake. I should have had the payment, but they hadn't paid me. So I went starving all that time. I lost over 70 pounds in weight. And I went from a bodybuilder to a skeleton. It was, I didn't know what to do. But I got this flat. They gave me 5 months back pay. I bought a cheap computer and a mind mapping program. And I mapped out three mind maps. One was what I had to achieve every single day without fail. I think there was about 30 things on there every single day I had to achieve to move forward. The second one, and I did a mind map of all my achievements so that, I felt good about myself. I've done this, I've done that, I've achieved that. So it has another positive way of looking at things. And then I did a weekly mind map, 400 weeks, every week in detail what I had to achieve. And I went, when I was out on the streets, either having sold my house and everything, I was almost exactly $200,000 in debt when I converted it, yeah? Out on the streets. And so my target was, it's 400 weeks, that's an 8-year plan, to go from $200,000 of debt to £1 million in my bank account. And I thought, right, that's my plan, that's what I'm going to do. The hardest task is getting out of debt, because you're paying interest and, you pay £100, but £80 goes in interest, and you're only paying £20 off. So the first 5 years was a problem, but it took me 5 years to clear all the debt. I paid out another £25,000 on courses, workshops, anything to advance my career. I bought a top-of-the-range Ford Ranger, so I had good, reliable transport. And at the 5-year point, I totally cleared my debt. However, I'd had, because that period of starvation, it had upset my stomach. I couldn't eat properly. The 5 years I'd suffered with my stomach. And I was rushed into hospital for a laparotomy. I recovered from that, and every day I'd walk 200, 300, 400 yards along the riverbank to build up the strength in my legs. But I couldn't get the 200 yards up into town because it was up a slight gradient, and I just didn't have that strength. So I would drive 200 yards into the town, get my shopping where it was flat, and I'd drive back. And one day, I'd done my shopping, I got back into my flat, and I spotted what I thought was a very minor problem. And by the time I'd driven the 200 yards back to my flat, that problem was so severe, I had difficulty parking. I got my shopping, rushed straight into my flat, I phoned my daughter for help, and by the time I put the phone down, I was completely blind. So the whole thing crashed at that point. I was clear of my debt, but I never made the million. So that's where this new life started. And I started with the RNIB talking books. And I love my book.
And so that's the good news. And when people read The Great Bank Heist Mystery, because we have a handful of minutes left, so I want to make sure we emphasize that to people. What do you hope they take away from reading that book?
There's always a positive side to every story. Whatever you do, look on the positive side. You know, if you're positive all your life, you'll never be unhappy.
Boy, that is so true. And then that leads us to the rest of the time we have. I want to talk about wake up, don't let the world pass you by, because that dovetails into that. So give us the gist of that message, because I think it's so powerful, and your story is, as we just heard, for people to hear that.
The story basically is, live your life while you're living your life. Don't get yourself in a job for 50 or 60 years, retire and expect to live. You have to live your life every single day. You know, if it doesn't tie in with your job, leave your job. Your life is more important. Take out of life what you can while you can. You never know what's going to happen. I didn't even reach genuine retirement age before I'd lost my sight. So all the plans that I could have had for retirement would have gone anyway. So you have to live life while you've got it.
Yeah, such a strong message. I mean, you're so descriptive about what happened to you in your life, and the mind mapping and getting rid of the debt and all that pressure and all that chaos. But yet here you have this incredibly positive attitude. Both of these books are great. You can pick them up on Amazon. The Great Bank Heist Mystery, Wake Up, Don't Let the World Pass You By. Alan Roberts, we just wish you the best, and I can't wait to talk to you again and find out what's next.
Thank you.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.